Morningside Academy. Call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
That stuff he's taking ain't gonna be tasting no good no more. He's gonna start getting lonely. He's gonna start looking for another way. That's God bringing that prodigal home. Why? Because you and your seed. That's Bible. If you believe on him as the scripture has said. Listen, if he could save you, he could save anybody. Look at somebody right next to you and say, if he could save you, child, please. There's hope. There's hope. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Verse 20 and 21. And when it was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. What corner is it on? What the name of it? Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. This is the first territory. Because your name's on the roll, thank God. Because you work in the church, thank God. Because you give to the work, thank God. All that's fruit. But the tree is that the kingdom of God is within you. And here's where people have issues, because it's internally that they've not come of age. Or they may be of age, and stature in business. But yet, when it comes to the things of God and the working of Holy Spirit and yielding this to God's will and plan, they're still childish, rebellious, or stubborn, or independent. You know, there's three types of, there's dependence, independence, and interdependence. Dependence is a child, a baby, the little ones. They're totally dependent. Now they may act, you know, they get a certain age, they act like they, you know, going in the mall, they want to run, but let them realize that mom and dad ain't around. You're gonna have a fit on your hand, right? Why they're dependent. When they get of a certain age, like teenagers, they get independent. I want to go to the party. How come I can't go to the party? I'm 16. You're mean. Can't do nothing. This is a prison. Right? They want to get independent. That's growing up. It's still painful. But then there's the maturity. This is what you have to understand. Maturity is not independence, and it's not dependence. It's interdependence. We are totally dependent upon God. But you have to understand, God is totally dependent upon you. Without God, we cannot. Without man, God will not. If you write notes, put it in your notes. That's the interdependence. God never did. Only thing that God did on the earth, or only thing that God ever did in the Bible without man, was the initial creation. But from that time forward, man is a co-creator. Amen. Hello? Some of the mess you're in right now, guess what? You created it. Tell the truth, make the devil a lie, right? Tell the truth. If we were honest with ourselves, a lot of messes that we got into, we made ourselves. It wasn't something to stop blaming it on somebody else. Take ownership for it. You got in it, you can get out of it. Amen. But God created, and then he made man in his image. Now, here, I'm a little ahead of myself, but in Genesis 1:26, see, it's important that we come of age, because it says, God says, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness, right? Say it with me. Let us make the man. I want you to catch something here. God didn't say, let us make the child in our image and after our likeness. No, he said, it's the man that will be in our image and after our likeness. Adam was never a child. Amen. He had no trauma to be delivered from and all. You know, he had none of this stuff hanging on him, experiences and all that stuff. He was created a man child. Child in age. 2 minutes old, but yet he's a grown man. A week old, and yet he names 550,000 species of animal. Insect, birds, fish of the sea. Brilliant. A week old. A man child. So God says, let us make the man in our midst. So see that means you can no longer wallow around in childishness. Arguing, picking fights, what you don't like, always opinionated, disobedient, attitude. Everybody say amen, please. See, it's some truths that people don't say amen to, but and see, a lot of times it's based on feeling. That truth didn't make me feel right. So I'm not going to say anything. I don't care what the brothers say. Sign of immaturity. Somebody else say, amen, ouch. It's a sign of maturity. Let us make the man. But see, now in Revelation 12, I won't go there, but verse 5, it says, and the woman brought forth a man child. Here we go again. That's why I said we're going back to the future. It's a cycle. That man child, you read him in Revelation 12, he was caught up to the throne, the place of dominion and authority. And Satan and his angels were cast out of that place where they were ruling in the cosmos, making everything cosmetic. Michael and his angels ran them out. But it says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, the carnal saint. I said, the carnal saint. You love God, but again, trouble's coming. Unless you hide yourself in God. Unless you get fully on the rock that cannot be moved, build the house that cannot be shaken, which is based upon the word of God, and stop all your carnal ways. Why? The devil has access to the dust nature. Amen. I said the devil has access to the nature of dust, the carnal nature. You have authority to cut all that off. If your right eye offend you, pluck it out. If your right hand offend you, cut it off. I don't mean it literally, but you have to stop some stuff in Jesus' name. And you have authority and a power to do it. Amen. I just got the can't help as well. The Bible says this. Listen to me. The Bible says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down with great wrath. What is that? The sinner and the carnal saint. The one running around. One way in the church, another way out in the world. I ain't got to see you. I don't want to see you. God sees us. And guess what? The devil's lurking too. Tell somebody, time to come of age. Galatians chapter 4 says, let's get it from Galatians chapter 4. Yeah, chapter 4, verse 1, I believe it is. Talk about the heir. Now I say that the heir, see, we are heirs. We've inherited a kingdom. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. See, that's more than just poetic, you know, sayings. Righteousness, peace, and joy. If you have a life of peace, it's a result of something. If you have really the joy of the Lord, it's a result of something. It doesn't just happen. It's not just that flimsy sometimes joy. No, it's a joy that is unspeakable, that is full of glory. It's a joy the world can't give you. It's a joy the world can't take from you. No matter what comes your way, you have a joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. With joy do you draw water from the well of salvation. You have patience under all long-suffering with joyfulness. In other words, when you get in a trial, you don't get sour. Don't want to talk to nobody. Sucking on your limes and your lemons. Sometimes when you're going through your most fiery trial, that ought to be the time when people least know that you're going through. Hello, somebody. Because this is between you and Jesus. You letting God know, you know what, Lord, I'm not letting this throw me for no loop. I'm not letting the devil get over me. I'm not letting him steal my joy, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm not letting him deceive me, because I know this too shall pass. When I come out, I'm coming out as pure gold. You've never failed me yet. He'll take your messes, your mess ups, your mishaps, your mistakes, and make miracles out of them. If you let him. I said, God will take them. Come on, there's a grace. Tell somebody there's a grace for you. I'm telling Mama she better be careful about that. My security might. Yeah, I don't want my security coming after you. I tell you, God will take it. But you got to conquer that one on the inside. David said, oh soul, why are you cast down in me? Hope in the Lord. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience experience. If you've been through something, you know something.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.